Now we find here in chapter 1, and we probably should just get our foot in the door after all, John announces and baptizes Jesus. And Jesus is approved by the Father, tempted by Satan, and he begins his ministry in Galilee. He calls 4 disciples, he casts out demons, he heals Peter's wife's mother, and he prays, and then he heals a leper. And that apparently was one day's job, all of that he did there, beginning yonder in Galilee. Now, there's probably more content in this first chapter of Mark than any other chapter in the Bible. You can compare it with Genesis 1. And it covers the ministry of John the Baptist after going back to the prophecies of Isaiah and Malachi. It takes in the first year's ministry of Jesus, follows him through a busy Sabbath day, and it concludes with the mighty work of cleansing the leper. And in spite of the pressure of a busy life, Jesus took time out to pray. This chapter of crowded content is made striking by the absence of that genealogy, which is prominent in Matthew. But we've already said why. Mark contains his references. It's not a question as to his ancestors. It's rather his actions. Can he do the job? Jehovah's servant is marked out here by his accomplishments. Besides this, the Romans or other outsiders would not be concerned with the genealogy of Jesus, which runs back to Abraham. And that's the reason the Gospel of Matthew is not really the gospel to hand out to individual for the first time. That genealogy is meaningless, of course. Now, will you note this? We are going to look upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to behold him here. And as Dr. A.J. Gordon put it, the look saves, but the gaze sanctifies.